Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Have you ever felt like that you've been on a journey? Have you ever felt like that you discovered so much? Have you ever just recognized that your podcast is actually growing? Excuse me. If you answer yes to all of those, in this video, we're going to talk about the importance of being proud of yourself. So the importance of being proud of yourself is so important, because if you're not proud of yourself, why should anyone else be proud of you? So I was watching this interview with the Red Lobster CEO, and he proceeds to say that you have to celebrate your small wins, because if you don't recognize your small wins, you're not going to acknowledge the growth that you have developed within yourself. When I heard that, it hit different, because I'm like, well, what's the importance of that? Oh, before I go in depth with it, I want to introduce myself. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and I am the host of the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And today we're going to talk about the importance of being proud of yourself. So make sure you got your notebook, make sure you got your pen, because we're diving deep on it. So as I was listening to the interview with the CEO of Red Lobster, he explained the importance of recognizing how far you came. Because how far you came has been a journey. How far you came has been a discovery. How far you have came have been a realization that you are doing the right thing. And so I start reflecting on myself. I'm like, man, like, how do I celebrate? I think one of the interviewers or the interviewer asked him, like, how do you celebrate? How do you celebrate your wins? And I can't recall what he said. But then I started asking myself that question, like, how do I celebrate? How do I recognize the wins that I've had? Like all of the podcast episodes that I've done, all the information that I've learned, all the wisdom that I gained from a 60-minute conversation and having that on countless amount of times. How do I celebrate? Because me looking back at what I've done, it is unbearable. It's like unbelievable that I've actually done it. And so I talked to my wife and I gave her the same context that I'm giving you all. And I recognize the way that I celebrate is so simple, yet it's so fulfilling, because it gives me joy. And the way I celebrate is that I eat candy or I eat something sweet. Now, why something sweet or water candy? Because it's easy to go towards. It's easy to get. I can go and get it. But this is like I'm going to celebrate the win. As I envision myself getting the candy that I desire, I'm getting the candy that's going to say you're doing the right thing. Now, I'm not saying that the candy is good itself. I'm saying it's phenomenal. But what I am saying is that it gave me a different approach to accomplishing my goals. My goals is something I'm always dreaming about. I'm always thinking about. To grow a podcast business, I have to be podcasting on a consistent basis. And recently, I'm getting more consistent with the podcast, and I'm having a lot of guests. And it got to a point where it was overwhelming. Like, it was starting to become overwhelming because it was working. Like, what I said I was going to do, I'm actually doing it. But to actually do it more often is like, well, where have you came from? Where have you come? I mean, what have you came from? What have you done? And what are you accomplishing? And I started to recognize that I've been accomplishing a lot. And when you are proud of yourself, you start to recognize and reflect everything that you have been doing until this time. And so what we're going to do now, get your pen, get your notebook out, and we're going to talk about reflection. Reflection. So you got a mirror right here. We're going to say that's the mirror. For those of you that's listening, I apologize if you can't see what I'm drawing, but I'm drawing a mirror. Then I'm drawing a stick figure. Stick figure is a reference of me. And on the other side of it, I'm going to draw one similar to it. There we go. So this right here is the reflection of growth. Reflection of growth. And what are you reflecting? You're reflecting your journey. What are you reflecting? You're reflecting your process. What are you reflecting? You're reflecting your discovery. When you discover yourself, you are growing within yourself. Many times, oftentimes, while understanding on this journey is that it's the most challenging thing that anyone will ever face if they're trying to grow a business or start a business, is that there's a lot of moments where you're going to be confused. There was a lot of moments where I was confused, like, man, is this the business that will work? Is this the business? This it? And it wasn't until today when I did a podcast. And as I was doing this podcast was different, because any other time that I'm doing a podcast, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm developing, I'm establishing questions, I'm establishing rapport, I'm just learning more about the person that I'm speaking with, or the leader that I'm speaking with. Today was different because it gave me a sense of reflection. And as he was sharing his story, not only did he share his story, but it's like, well, when you're starting something new, you go through a process. And as you're going through a process, you go through a process of discovery. As you go through a process of discovery, you are learning more about yourself and what you are capable of doing. There's a lot of moments where the information will be confusing. Well, in my defense and my challenges, I'm like, well, how can I apply that right now? What can I do to apply that? How can I, like, really position it differently? How can I just really learn more about what I'm doing? Well, it wasn't the fact that the information I was learning was not needed. It was definitely needed. It was needed so much because it gave me a different way of thinking, gave me a different way of learning, gave me a different way of understanding. When I started to understand and implement the work that I was doing, the challenges came because I'm trying to implement everything that I just learned. Now, why is that bad? Because I'm trying to implement everything that I have learned. So if I'm speaking with someone who has been in business for quite some time, and I'm trying to do the same exact thing that they are doing, that they are speaking about, well, it's like, it's kind of overwhelming, because it's like, well, how do you go from point A to point B? You're at point G. I'm trying to get to point B. And when you reflect on your growth, you reflect on your understanding, you reflect on your discovery, and you reflect on what you are able to do today. Over the last half a decade, I started to reflect more of what I'm doing and where I've been since today. I can't figure everything out in one day. But what if I give myself time to figure out? And that's what I want to talk about, is that when you are proud of yourself, growth, you have to reflection of growth, and then you have to have time to develop. What are you developing? You're developing your awareness of your growth. You're developing the awareness of your reflection. You're developing the awareness that you have done something for yourself. Before I joined the Marine Corps, I was like, well, what do I want to do for my life? What do I want to do? And the other day I was at Walmart, I got to thinking, when I worked at Walmart, I'm like, man, I just was trying to figure out when I was working there. And even though, like, I have a better understanding of what I'm doing today, the goal has never changed, because I'm constantly trying to figure out what I want to do, where I want to go, who I want to help, how I can help others, how I can make a difference, how I can make an impact. Like, I'm always reflecting on where I'm at the current moment. As I joined the Marine Corps, I started to learn more about information that I was not prepared for. The history of the Marine Corps, how to work as a team. Like, I played football, so I understand, like, the dynamics of working as a team. But just really, like, everything that comes from that, just understanding, well, everything takes time for you to understand. So when I go through the Marine Corps training, they put us through a boot camp training for 3 months, 12 weeks, actually 13 weeks, and you're there to learn, you're there to be developed, you're there to be discovered, you're there to evolve, you're there to transform. Let me come back to the board. Hold on. Let me come back to the board, because in the Marine Corps, before your transformation starts, there's this thing, and it's called, that is not a foot. But anywho, there's a thing that's called the yellow foot dash prints. And if you are a Marine that's either been in Camp Pendleton or what is the other one? Camp Lejeune, is that when you get off the bus, when you go to boot camp and you get off the bus, they tell you to get on the yellow footprints. And when you get on the yellow footprints, this is the moment that your transformation starts, because when you go through the door, your life will be different. When I went through that door, my life became different. Why did it become different? It became different because I started to be different. When you are transformed, you start to evolve. When you start to evolve, you start to discover. As you start to discover, you start to understand more of who you are becoming. Be proud of yourself, because to transform, you have to be willing to take that first step. The yellow footprints is the first step to your transformation. If you're Marine Corps, shout out to you, simplify. Nonetheless, to transform when you're not in the military, when you're not in the Marine Corps, is that you have to take that step every single day. Whatever step and direction you are going, just know you have to plan for your future. No one is going to plan for your future until you take that step for your future to be planned. You see, my thing, my goal was, I just want to be better. I just want to be different. I just want to figure out what I'm doing. But see, when you figure out what you are doing, you're transforming your thoughts. When you figure out what you are doing, you are transforming the way you think. When you transform what you are doing, you start to learn new information that starts to make sense over time. Time is the essence of your journey, because in order for you to be proud of yourself, you got to take that first step, and you got to be okay with taking that second step. Then you got to be okay with taking that third step, and then you got to be okay with going back two steps and starting at step number one. Because it doesn't matter when you start. What matters is that you're going to start, because there are going to be setbacks. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be moments where you don't even plan for. But as you don't plan for it, that's absolutely okay. But the planning comes after that step. That planning comes after that action. That planning comes after you showing up for the first time to be transformed. To go through the yellow foot, to get on the yellow footprints and go through the door, before the door even opens, the presentation starts. Hold on. And by presentation, I'm talking about the transformation. You can't be proud of yourself if you're not transforming. There's a movie called Transform, how they go from a car to a robot or a walking robot. But the thing of transforming is that you have to transform into something different. You're telling me a car can go 40, 60, 80 miles and then turn into a person who's taking down helicopters and not a person, but a robot, but he's doing all these different things in the film. But before they get be able to protect and protect and defend First, they have to transform. You see, transformation doesn't come easy. It doesn't come as a press of a button. It doesn't come as a decision. It comes when you take that first step. And here's the thing. When you make it to your 10th step, you got to be proud of the 9 steps that you took. Because what took you there is not going to get you to step number 11. What is going to take you to step number 11 is the transformation. You gotta be transformed in order to be proud of yourself. Transforming is getting on the yellow footprints. In other words, transforming is taking that first step. I didn't know everything when I started. I didn't know nothing when I started off a half a decade. And as I started a half a decade, I started to figure out. I started to learn. Things start to make sense. Things start to appear differently. Things, and by things I'm saying like life, myself, and information. Everything starts to change because I became the one that transformed. I transformed, and when I transformed, I learned to be proud of myself. I learned to be proud of the growth. I've learned to be proud of the reflection. There's a song by Michael Jackson that says, if you want to make a change, you have to start with the man in the mirror. The man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror is the one that can transform. It's the one that can evolve. It's the one that can make a difference. But before that difference is made, you have to be okay with taking that first step. And so over time, I just really start to understand, like, I've been taking so many steps to get to where I'm at today. And as I'm taking the steps to get to where I'm at today, I'm learning, I'm discovering, I'm becoming, I'm learning, discovering, becoming. I got asked a question by one of my mentees that was like, so what do you do for fun? What do you do for fun? And I told him, learning. Learning is fun to me. Learning is what takes my mind off the transforming and understanding the steps in the process of transforming. Learning is what brings that fulfillment. Learning is what says, I didn't know this one thing, but as I'm learning and discovering, this thing that I didn't understand is starting to make sense. I looked up the word confident yesterday, and it says to be certain of a thing. And that thing could be anything. That thing could be what you are skilled at. That thing could be what you are talented at. That thing can be what you have passion behind. But in order for you to really understand your growth that you have developed within, you have to identify the steps that you have taken to get to where you are at today. Be proud of yourself, because if you're not proud of yourself, why should anyone else be proud of you? You see, when we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence, we help them go from point A to point B. What is point A and point B? Point A is not having a podcast. Point B is launching your podcast with confidence. Why those steps? It takes step number one from not having a podcast to get to step number two, to launching your podcast, because when you launch your podcast with confidence, your impact grows, your influence grows, and the way you are putting yourself out there evolves. You see, it doesn't happen easy, but what does happen, when it does happen, you have to be willing to show up every single day. And I talked about this in the last podcast, is that showing up is only half the battle. And then when you show up, you have to learn how to do what you are showing up for. You see, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Everybody would be transformed. Everybody will be evolving. But for you to be proud of yourself, you got to recognize your growth. You got to recognize your discovery. You got to recognize everything that you have been through. And by the way, I didn't finish that call to action. If you're interested in launching your podcast with confidence in under 90 minutes, there will be a podcast training down in the description below. All you have to do is click the link, sign up for it, and then you will get the notification saying, hey, you have been registered, and this is the time that you're scheduled for. So make sure you show up and sign up for the podcast webinar training down below. To be proud of yourself, you have to be willing to do something differently. When you do something differently, people start to see you differently. differently. People start to see and say, man, I want to do what you are doing, but I don't want to do the work that you've done to get to where you are at. To identify the steps that it took to get to point A to point B, then point B to point C, then so on and so forth, is that it takes reflection, it takes identifying, and it takes understanding. To discover yourself, you have to be okay with discovering your journey. You have to be okay with discovering your lessons. You have to be okay with discovering your growth. Growth does not happen until you make a decision to grow for yourself. Decision is the starting point. When you start, and as a Marine, before you even get the title of a Marine, you have to start on the yellow footprints. If you've never been in the military or never been in the Marine Corps, that's absolutely okay. When you are starting to grow within yourself, you have to take that first step. Transformation comes out the steps. Transformation comes out the action. Transformation comes after you are putting yourself out there. You can't grow until you are willing to identify where you are at. Once you identify where you are at, now you start to do the work to get to where you want to go. You have to have goals. You have to have a plan. You have to execute on it. You have to do the work, because if you don't do the work, nothing's going to come from that. Excuse me. In addition to that, as you are doing the work, pay attention to what's being done. Your transformation has started. Your transformation has grown. Your transformation has been discovered. You cannot become transformed until you take that first step. So to be proud of yourself, you have to do something for yourself to be proud of. And one thing that I'm proud of is that I made the decision to go talk to a Marine Corps recruiter before I even went to the Marine Corps training, before I even went to the place where it transformed my thought process. But first, that transformation came when I took that first step and say, I want to do this. I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but I want to do it so I can learn more about it. Growth happens when you understand that you are growing when you take that step, or when you take those steps. Be proud of yourself, because the steps that you're taking, they are hard to take. Nonetheless, as you are accomplishing them, you are doing the work. The work matters. The work is what people focus on. And when you focus on the steps that you're taking, you're focusing on your growth. This right here is called, I'm gonna put it right here. Oh, growth. O-W-T-H. This is growth. I right here are lessons. Right here is passion. Right here are goals. When you have growth, lessons come from your growth. As you gain the lessons from your growth, you get passionate about your lessons that you have learned from the growth that you have developed. As you are gaining your passion, the goals that you have all started from step number one, which is to launch your podcast with confidence. You cannot be proud of yourself if you are doing the same thing and see no results. You can be proud of yourself if you do something differently and instantly see the difference, and instantly see the change, and instantly know that you're doing something different. It's recognizing that you are doing something different, and to position yourself differently, you have to give yourself time. But every step should be celebrated, because you have to be proud of your growth, you have to be proud of the discovery, and you have to be proud of your reflection. So if you have dreamed of launching your podcast with confidence, we host daily podcast webinar trainings to help leaders like you launch their podcast with confidence. And if you ever dreamed of launching your podcast, there will be a link in the description below so you can sign up for a podcast webinar training and learn how to launch your podcast in the next 90 minutes. So that way you can not only grow your impact, but make that transformation that you're seeking to make with others. So This has been great. This has been a great episode. It's been phenomenal. One thing I'm going to leave you all with is to be proud of your journey. This is a journey that you are on. As you are on this journey, be okay with learning how to adapt to the journey. As you are adapting to the journey, be okay with failure, because failure is knowledge. Until next time, click this video to watch more videos on how to launch your podcast with confidence. And until next time, I'll see you next time. Also, leave in the comments below your biggest takeaway on the importance of being proud of yourself. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. Until next time, I'll see y'all next time.